Game over.
She was supposed to be a already member there. Mm. A member in that group. AATV. Holy shit, it actually happened. Defense of the Arts.
Bro.
And also, I didn't know they made a Jackass knockoff.
They have all three seasons of 1966 Batman.
1966 Batman? Nice.
Fuck yeah, I'm watching that shit. I am gonna be watching that shit. I'm gonna be binge watching that shit. Jack City.
Was he a short movie?
No, the actual, like, Wesley Snipes. Bernie Mac show. Set It Off. Oh, that's the movie I remember.
I haven't ever watched that movie as well.
No, my biological mom, she fucking loved that movie. I'm gonna have to rewatch it again. I don't remember that much. I just remember the masks. And I remember one of them, I guess one of them knocked out all three of them. Then they were planning on assassinating her.
What happens to the movie? Are you now? Dude, have you already been attesting?
Okay, hold on. Wait. No, we're doing Aztec Warfare. That was the last, that's the one we're gonna do.
Alright.
Aztec Warfare.
The championship of the first Aztec Warfare.
I got a fucking commercial.
Let's hit it to it. I got laundry detergent.
Oh, so did I.
Tide. Oh, Tide Pod, baby. The Power Pods. Dr. Nation. The Lucha Underground Championship. Wow. It looks very cheaply made.
Hold on, I'm changing my clothes real quick.
Los Angeles. Still looks like a shithole then, and it looks like a shithole now.
Ooh,
Dan, she got ass. Wow, why am I so fucking fat? Get out of here, old man. Did he really invent it, or is this just a knockoff version of another match type?
Okay, you gotta hear the match type.
Okay. So what's the rule says? Is this just a Royal Rumble with hardcore rules?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what makes it special? Is this a Royal Rumble match with hardcore rules? Very original, Mr. Rodriguez. By random draw. And also, how does all Lucha Underground has 19 superstars.
Surprise entrance.
Multiple surprise entrances, am I right?
Who knows, you might even recognize some of them.
Ah, fuck, I can smell the fucking cilantro from here. You know? Can you smell it, Andrew? That was my first pin, or is it by how many minutes?
2 minutes and then 90 seconds.
And how does one person eliminate a member? Is it over the top, or is it just, by pinfall?
I think the last four members, I think it's pinfall. Mm-hmm. But the other ones are over the top rope.
So the final four is pinfall, but the rest is over the top?
Yes. It's not like the Royal Rumble. Oh, 2 minutes already passed. Number three!
I can smell the shitty cilantro and the pastor.
Cholo number three!
A lot of the homeboys.
One of the homeboys.
Mr. Cisco. Cisco Kid.
AKA the higher the socks, the downer the fool.
But he's not wearing Chucky T's. He's wearing a fucking Vans.
He's wearing the stretchy kind.
He's wearing skater Vans. Now, you saw the pastor from here, Andrew. How did that happen? Fin El Mundo. Cisco. Oh, it's eliminations. Uh-oh.
Commercial break.
Slappy punch. Double kicks. Rochambeau. That's actually pretty cool. Wolfman Rochambeau.
Jim Cuerno, number four.
Jim Cuerno, the deer, the reindeer. Hey, Phoenix! What happened to your arm? Remember? His arm broke like a twig.
This was way before that.
Yeah, that's why it's a reference. Arrow, get off of that period. If it was a demon, maybe, but not a fucking reindeer, bro.
No, you know what? Let me. 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm fucking arguing to a grandpa.
Son of heavy.
Son of habit. Habak.
I'll get some beer. I'll be back.
The son of Habak. Then who was the original Habak G? Who's Habak Senior? Ooh. It's a 1-on-1 action between Habak and Mundo. And Habak did the T bounce. Where he reversed up flying over the top ropes using his it shows a bounce off on the ropes and bounce.
Pimpinella.
Hey!
The crowd going bonkers.
Yeah. The exotic style wrestling. Where you see cross wrestlers and gay wrestlers wrestle.
Yeah.
Oh, an asshole. No beer. No beer. Ugh. I can just smell. Jesus, why am I so sweaty? It stinks. God damn it.
You're an asshole.
Fuck you for the breeze, brother.
You're an asshole.
Hey, it's Ricochet! Ricochet! And PPDP decided to check out. Wait, did they actually take breaks?
What?
Well, BPDP is taking a break. They're not continuing the fight. So they're just buying time. Well, it's like WWE. Dos! The way I think it's
character. 3, 2, 1. Ibelis, hey!
Ibelis!
My booty warrior. Oh, nice angle.
The beach!
Beach.
She called herself that.
Yeah, I know.
So I could call her the bitch all I want. Ibelis!
Oh, Pimpinella. Where's Ibelis?
Well, of course. Cafe!
Nope, cafe. King Cornel. Nope, King Cornel sandbagged it.
Boo! No cat fight action. Come on, BBB.
Ghetto Blaster. Oh, Santa Havoc.
Santa Havoc. Hey!
Shooting Star Press. Shooting Star Press.
By Santa Havoc.
And Pimpinella is gone. Condone your booze.
Yeah.
I think I might have some booze on the soundbar. This is all late.
It's not about Royal, dude. Hey, hit him in the neck. Hit him in the neck. Hey, Dragoon.
Dragoon.
He just has a cool mask. That's cool. You know what he needs, Andrew? He needs the dragon mask.
Oh, guess what?
What?
I actually do have a boo sound effect. Pimpinella got eliminated.
You stink!
Smell like what does
it? I love this thing. So worth it. So worth the $10.
Yeah, Dragoon needs the dragon mask.
What color was it?
No, he just needs one.
I think he does.
You know, do like the same thing like, you know, Japanese wrestlers do, or what Asuka used to have.
Like I said, what color would it be, though? Because you already know the darker the color, the more deadlier it is.
I think black.
Ooh.
Because he has that black goop in his mouth.
Yeah.
Why not just have a black or greenish?
White?
Evil Lees.
Maybe white? Cholo number 2.
Evil Lees, get out of here. Bill, who's wearing fucking basketball shorts.
Like I said, Cholo number 2.
And he's actually wearing wrestling shoes.
Whoa.
Refuse to sacrifice overboard. He's in the school of Kevin Owens. Baggy shirt and basketball shorts.
Son of Havoc is gone. Really? You don't like? You want Son of Havoc to win?
Well, at least stay a little bit longer. He did some cool spots. Yeah, he did the
booty, dick, and pussy.
What a waste. And the final Cholo, number three.
Casto.
The one in the camouflage shorts.
No,
scratch that. They're camouflage cargo pants.
Yeah.
So he's very comfortable.
He's actually wearing actual wrestling clothes. Yeah. And also the homeboys are having advantage due to tag team action.
Yeah, pretty much. So, Larry, did you drink any energy drinks today?
I drank 2 squirts.
Oh, shit.
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're not going to snooze on me like the last time, are you?
Nah, no worry.
Ricky Mandel.
Who? Who is this dude?
Looks like Billy Kidman mixed in with Matt, with the Young Bucks. Oh my god, if that wrestler were to exist, good lord. I think all these other wrestler promotions would have a field day with them. Imagine a wrestler like Billy Kidman and the Young Bucks combined. Boom. Money.
Shooting star press. There goes, a back. Time moon news.
Cholo number three going. Is gone.
Uh-oh.
Two.
There goes the homeboys.
Big Rick. Stretchy shorts.
You got unlucky 13. Oh, he just boops his boys.
Oh my god, it has one of the ball boys.
The Downey.
War of the Worlds Annihilation. To be original. Shakey's. I got a Shakey's commercial.
Yeah.
Shakey's. Nice. Dude, that shit mad. That shit fire.
Mojo Woyos.
Dude, I will say this.
Yeah.
Shakey's and Shakey's chicken has actually been improving. Really? Used to be all salty.
Man, I gotta remember because I don't know what's the last time I went to Shakey's. I don't know what's the last time I went to Shakey's.
Well, remember the last time you had the chicken? It was very, very salty, the skin.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, now like, the chicken's not as salty anymore. Now, I think they're experimenting with the recipe. Because, dude, I had some the other day. Some chicken from there? Fuck, that shit was fire. Yeah, that or I was really high, but either way, that shit was good.
We have some Mojo Waffles.
And a little bit of Mojos.
So we got the... Man, this guy, the jabroni, goes out.
Drago has been eliminated.
No, not Lago. Oh, the sisters are laying here. Hey, what's Ray?
Uh-oh.
Where goes the Illuminato?
Ninja Gaiden Pentagon Jr. comes in. I don't give a shit what anyone tells me. Season 1, Pentagon literally looked like Ninja Gaiden.
No, he just looks like his dad. Yeah, he just looks like his dad if his dad had a ninja gimmick.
Ninja Gaiden, Pentagon super kicking everyone. Oop, Sling Blade.
Uh-oh. Rick, I got him with me at the Hurt Lock.
Oof.
And sweet chin. And those were sweet chins. Everyone's getting sweet chin.
Ooh, fuck. He just powerbombed the shit out of his brother. One, two, watch. You'll see the powerbomb. 8, 7, 5.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, fucking 360 powerbomb.
Jesus.
Boom. Wait, Superfly. They're like the last man, right?
15, no, there's a... Remember, there's 29.
I thought it was 19.
Well, 19, I think. Remember, Mil Muertes is number 19.
Superfly.
He looks a generic creative wrestler. No, but you want to know what I'm interested in the my career mode?
Oh.
You know how you have the male and female story arcs?
Yeah.
I want to know how they're going to do it. Because didn't 2K18, 19, and 20, didn't connect like a little universe or something?
Yeah.
Hopefully they go through it. So.
You start in the Independence, then NXT.
Then you go to BCW. Then you get your WWE tryout, and then it winds up becoming shit.
Or something happens.
Exactly, or to the... I like 2K19 because that shit was all over the place. You know, you were in the Independence, then you were in BCW, and then you went to WWE for your tryout, and then somebody said assassination on you, and then you had to go back to the Indies to find the person. When really, it was fucking the promoter because he didn't want to let you go because you were too fucking. You were drawing all the money, and then you ended up going to NXT, but only for like a cup of coffee. Then you went going where to Raw. Yeah, you end up going to Raw, because fuck SmackDown.
Yeah.
Really, I would love to pick. Like, where'd you really go? I'd rather go to SmackDown, homie.
But which NXT? European NXT?
Shit, I would love to go to the regular NXT. Hey, Mascarita! Little Power Ranger! Go! The Little Power Ranger, number 17.
There you go, Mascarita and Escada. Wow. Yeah, this one has the lamest show thing ever.
What?
Beyond Wall!
It took you how long to figure that out?
I thought it was just some lame sound effect. Not a fucking theme song.
I think one of the... You know what, though? Remember, a lot of TV shows do that now. They don't even provide a theme song. They're just, oh yeah, title card, little jingle.
Oh, whoa, reversal.
Ooh, fuck. One sexy star. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And she's wearing Miss Marvel.
Oh.
And we're talking about the original Miss Marvel, the blonde-haired.
Hey, battle. Oh.
I hope that made it on there.
Yeah.
Where's
Blue Demon? Big Rick has a wrestle of tiny mascaras.
Ooh, fuck. Two.
Oh.
El Mariachi Loco.
Football tackle. There goes Mascaritas. That was a pretty take, move for Mascaritas. Take. Football tackle.
Roll up, kick to the head.
Wow. And that's a Chavo somewhere. Oof. There goes Ricochet.
Ooh, and your special bonus number 20. Mil Mascaras. Not Mil Mascaras. Mil Muertes. He's still wearing the Gomez pants.
Yep.
Boom.
Oh, she is bad at Phoenix. Uno, dos, tres. There's Margarita. Big Rick and Martez are about to duke it out. Oh, now everyone's attacking both the big guys. It took them forever, but hey, they're doing it.
Ooh,
but another one.
Dink.
Oh, Big Rick is out.
And Phoenix is gone.
Oh, another one, but could not. Ray Phoenix, number one, is out. Well, now a sexy star, willing to defend her honor against Chavo. Chavo grabbing a sexy star by the pants. Landed on the table, I'm sure. While Chavo has the same personality as Spears.
Blue Demon.
Chavo has been eliminated though. By Blue Demon! Now there's only three men. Four men. That's the only action going on and during the show?
Yes.
I got a USA ad.
I got a micro band. How we're stronger than Lysol.
Tim Tebow ad.
Nope, Macy's. I got Macy's.
Wow.
Macy's about clothes and bedding. And 20% off when you use our app. Oh, motherfucker. Oof.
Sexy star trying to get some of that action.
What? Yep. Ooh, fuck.
Now it's three. I was surprised Johnny Mundo, he goes on.
Ooh, fuck.
Holy shit.
Boom.
Tilt the world. Wow. X lacking the This Is Awesome Madness chat. Uh-oh. It's Lena. Oh, Katrina! Katrina got hit! Uh-oh. Muertes fucking lost it.
She got rocked.
And also feet.
Ooh, fuck, double knees.
Double man. Muertes eliminated. Now it's the battle of the amigos. There we go. Now this is also a chance. I think the correct term vampiro is the magic of Lucha Libre. It's locked in. Now the fans are getting to it.
Well, did you hear about King of the Hill?
What happened now?
Getting revamped.
Revamped or revisited?
Revisited.
So it's going to get new episodes or?
Yeah, pretty much. So. Legendary cartoon King of the Hill has been revived and now going to be revisited. The original series creators are overseeing the project.
So it's going to be, they're going to continue what they left off, or it's going to be, 3 years after, you know? Are we going to see an older Hank or Peggy or all the characters going to be state?
15 years after the series finale. Spanish Fly.
So Bobby would be in high school.
Yep. No, wouldn't. Okay, what year was Bobby in school there?
He was in middle school.
How old was he? Let me look it up. 13 years old. Holy shit.
What?
Bobby's gonna be 28.
Sorry.
So literally, adult Bobby. Old man Hank, old man Peggy. Literally, everybody's gonna be old. And then Bobby's friend, the Indian dude.
Yeah, he's probably John?
He's gonna probably be the same age or probably older. He'll probably be like 29, right? Oh, and the girl, Bobby's crush.
Connie?
Yeah, she'll also be 28. Everybody else is gonna be old.
Is the joke that Bobby never made to be a comedian? It's over. Puma became the first champion. Vince Puma wins it. His first title gold.
We stand.
Weren't you gonna say the same thing to,
Law of the Jungle. Oh, did you hear about Burger King?
What?
They might bring back the lightning, the star and lightning nuggets.
Nice. Not the crown ones?
Oh, no. Yeah, the crown, lightning bolts, and stars.
Nice.
Because they teased on Twitter on, I think it was like, the anniversary of, I think, the Shrek 2, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like the anniversary, and they teased like, oh. Like, oh, if this post gets a million likes, you know, we'll consider bringing back the, you know, the crown stars and the crown lightning and star nuggets.
Nice.
And it did, and they were like, oh, well, you know, oh, well, now we're considering it. And then that's all they left on it. I'm like, you fucking got a tease. Bring it back.
I hope it's good quality.
Huh?
Because have you heard of, like, AMC's Beyond Chicken Nuggets?
Oh, I heard those are from what a lot of people said, they look like erasers.
It tastes and looks like erasers.
Ugh.
Albert's good quality chicken. Because, you know, I don't know if you like Carl's Jr. or not, but Carl's Jr.'s nuggets are pretty good.
I heard that they actually, you said that they actually had the star nuggets? They brought those back?
Yeah, they always have those.
Yeah, but they didn't have for adults.
You just have to ask for them.
Oh, shit, if I ever go back there, dude, I'm gonna order a 20-piece. That and some fries and onion rings, bro, I'll be set.
Yeah, you just need to ask for it. Just say, like, hey, I'm trying to piece up. Oh, sorry, nuggets. Hey, it's Felix. So, Andrew, since we're seeing exposition, what do you think about the first ever title match?
It's pretty good. Lucha?
Only one new signee, and that's it. And...
Well, everybody thought they were going to give it to Johnny Mundo. I was expecting Prince Puma.
I thought it was going to be Big Rox.
Really?
Because, you know, him being like a heel guy, he wants the title belt as close to him.
Yeah.
You know, the heel manager wants the title close to him. It would make sense he probably got Big Rick to do it, but nah. Ah, the Asian lady. Who is she? What side is she on? Wow. And we're back to, whatever band is this? Hey! It's Excalibur!
Four more luchadors, so a total of 36 wrestlers.
Four way dance. Four horse.
Aerostar.
My boy, Aerostar.
Recently in MLW, he got his ass... Well, no, I don't... Yeah, he got his ass kicked by LAX.
He needs some spooters in his hand. He needs some spooters. Because he looks cool. Shut up, Andrew. Is that epic? So he's just a jack of all trades. That's what you mean.
And Helico.
John, how does it go out? Hey! The guy who was there for all of for a cup of coffee.
Wait, where'd he go?
He's still there.
Oh.
But we don't see him a lot.
Evolution. And Dark, right?
And technically he's part of Jeff Hardy's group. He's not even there.
No, but Evans is. Brian Cage.
The 559. What? It's because, it's not cosplay.
Not yet.
That's when he's, well, later on in the show, he starts cosplay as Bane.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, look at that juice.
He looks like, you know who he legit looks like here?
What?
He looks like Wardlow's brother.
the same mohawk.
Literally the same fucking outfit and everything.
Singlet. Usually Powerhouse Hobbs. You have to take out his singlet like a pervert. Like, yeah.
Hey, does this singlet make my ass look big? Nah, man, you're cool. does it look like my nuts hang? Nah, you alright, G.
Nice and tight.
Nice and toit. Toit like a tiger.
Yeah. As tight as a nun's ass.
Man, look at this referee. This Elvis looking dude.
Dude. A lot of groupies here. A lot of ring rats.
Oh, hey. That's pretty good.
They're enjoying the cilantro.
You have some tacos?
Hey, you know what it smells like?
What?
Tacos and Victoria's Secret perfume. And don't deny me saying I'm wrong. You know I'm right.
No, it's
Tacos and Victoria's Secret perfume.
Especially the chick near the blue guy, the guy with the blue shirt.
Mm-hmm. Nah, she smells like the one that Celine Dion wears. I wear my fancy perfume. Ooh, fuck.
And you're a sweat joint. Oh, exotic dinners? Oh, just gonna eat taco from a taco stand.
You're being culturalized.
And Jesus. Bean stew on a little styrofoam cup. And drink Coca-Cola off a can. Wow. Holy, what you guys doing? Look at this guy. Oh, for real.
Jackhammer. One, two. Only got a two.
Now, for real, why is Ollie not using Brian Cage like this? Explain this to me, Andrew.
What?
Why isn't Brian Cage not being used in All Elite?
What do you mean?
Well, we all see him on TV. He's not part of any major storyline or minor storyline.
I don't know. Remember, he had that feud with Powerhouse Hobbs, then that was it.
Yeah.
Went poof.
Well, I'm seeing him right here, and Lucha Underground, he's fucking, you know, he's bopping, he's rolling, he's doing stuff.
Let me look it up, let's see.
I'd be surprised he actually be in the Rumble.
Ooh.
It's just rub it in like, on Cody. And also, Angela decides to suicide fly from top of the top rope.
He still in profile AEW wrestler. He's mostly been wrestling on the indies.
What a shame. Is he doing that cosplay Federation League still?
Yeah, he's still cosplaying.
No, the cosplay Fed League.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's my feeling. I think he might be over there still. It doesn't say here. Boo!
I want cosplay as Shrek. There we go. That'd be sick.
A roided up Shrek?
Yeah.
This is war! This is war!
Yeah. He's a machine, Andrew.
I was gonna say, you wanna know what's weird?
Yeah.
The last time we seen Brian Cage on TV was the Chris Canyon documentary. That was the last time we seen him on TV.
That sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. He must be wrestling on the indies, so I don't know.
Shovel Girl. Blue Demon. Wearing a blue t-shirt. Come on, Blue Demon, can't trust Guerrero. They lying, cheating, steal.
ideals me. What the?
Wait, hey, does he have blue eyes or is it just contacts? A blue demon.
Oh, the contacts.
Since travel back to El Paso. Come on, demon! Do it! Otra vez! Otra vez! I'm going to do it again. Power ball him out of the ring! Slap his nuts! Dragon! Pero... Gucci, Gucci. We have a second match. Who's the leader of the pack, Andrew? Is it Kratos or is it Dragoon? I don't know what they're leading to, but they're leading something. Cool. Now it's a rivalry match between Dragoon and Kratos. Come on, Drago, you just need to bring Kratos to the ring. Oh, oof, there's Kratos. Someone got fucking injured. Andrew.
Yeah.
Did the match just stop?
Did it?
Blue Demon is on the floor and they had to rush him out.
Wait, during Drago and King Corno?
Yeah. They just stopped the match.
Oh, fuck.
What if I want some smoky smoke?
No, double count out.
Oh! But they still had the fair match with Drago. And also main event. It could die. It just born again. Multiple times over. Hey, who was the guy who was beating up Rey Fénix? The ground champion of the world. No, he doesn't have the physical superhero. Wrong. La Lucha Libre, as you say. Come on.
What?
What happened?
Dude.
What?
Meatloaf just died.
Meatloaf died?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Meatloaf 2022. The singer who's Bat Outta Hell amongst the best-selling and most enduring rock albums of the 70s had just recently passed away 2 hours ago. Damn, dude. We lost Betty White, now we're losing Meatloaf. We're losing the goats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
What's the cause of death?
Dude, it was just reported 2 hours ago.
And also, Ray seems like a bag of hot tacos. Oh,
apparently confirmed by his manager, Michael Green. A statement from the musician's Facebook page, said by his wife, was given by his side and his friends with him for his final 24 hours. The cause of death is not written. Boom.
Well, those the bag of chat and the tattoos cannot be beat the German soda. Well, because the Phoenix is dressed like a bag of tattoos and wears purple like that. Ooh, that's the dragon.
Theodore Roosevelt statue removal begins at the Museum of Natural History.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Nobody listens.
Well, remember, if you have the Avengers game, a huge update is currently taking place.
Oh, yeah, She-Hulk is coming.
Yeah, update 1.58 for patch 2222, January 19th.
Splash, 2-way Phoenix. Ooh, ready to sleep with reversal. Ooh, come on. One more go. Holy shit, this Ash is going. And no rest break.
What do you mean?
Between the superstars. 360 splash to connect. Uno, dos, tres.
2.5.
Sergio, what do you think about this match?
Hold on, the match isn't even over on my end. I can sleeper. Tombstone.
Brian Cage now suspiciously assaulting the champion. So, what do you think about this episode?
Man, Phoenix and Ricochet are really going at it.
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck.
I think that the final match was way too long for my taste. Both men had no fear, it's just, they're fighting for the title belt.
6:30. 1, 2, 3. This Boomer retains.
Sorry, do you want to call it or do you want to keep going?
Nah, you're falling asleep, dude. Honestly, no, I'm not. Bro, you've been snoring for the past 5 minutes. And I caught that on air.
Thanks.
So that my friends can hear you snore.
So?
We are calling it for the night, sir.
So, overall, what do you think about?
Aztec Warfare is fucking sick. I'm glad they do it every season. But we did get 4 new people on the roster.
Yep.
Which means expansion. Boom.
Yeah, overall, it looks pretty good.
Brian Cage is already shooting his shot.
Mm-hmm.
And powerbomb. And powerbomb.
John Moxley has a documentary? John Moxley, the dark horse. John Moxley Sports Illustrated 719 on Wrestler of the Year. And one of the top 500 wrestling fighters of all time. And also, you fought New Jack. Or Andrew, do you know Condemn?
What's Stone Cold?
Yeah. They have a movie here.
Holy shit.
What's up?
They got Vicente Fernandez movies.
Of course.
Fucking legend.
I hope they have subtitles for you.
Shit, I hope so too.
Well, before we close for the day, we broke the news. Not broke the news, but now we know that a famous rock star and rock operatic singer, Meatloaf, passed away. And we had 2 matches. We saw the beginning of a title goal wins for Ricochet and his down defense. Anything else you want to add for the nice people, Andrew?
Wait, what? What are we adding?
You don't want to add anything else for the nice folks? I just did a quick sum of tonight's episode.
Yeah, pretty much we were able to watch two episodes this week just because we had a lot of pretty much real life news happened. That was the longest episode. Wrestling was short because, you know, there wasn't a lot of rumors, not yet.
Not Rumble season. It's Rumble season, but
it is
not.
Rumble season, but not yet.
So, like I said, a pretty cool showing, and also, rest in peace, you know.
Rest in peace, Meatloaf, man. Fucking legend. Fight Club and Rocky Horror Picture Show. Caesar Romero, baby. Fucking loving it. Eat.
I'm more surprised at the shit that TV has.
Right?
Even Cops is a cartoon. So what are you doing right now, Andrew?
Watching Batman.
Batman. For me, I'm watching their knockup of fucking ridiculousness.
They literally, Joker planted a bomb inside of the baseball. Swinger hit it. And literally, the Joker used the pitcher's base as a giant springboard. And literally, sprung out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, jumped out of prison.
It's with Mr. Romero with the little mustache.
Yep. And that cheap ass toy redhead red phone.
Oh, fuck. Do you ever have a moment that you land on your spine? And you're.
What do you mean?
Yeah. You ever fell and you land around your spine? Or land around your ribs? Like a slip or walk on somewhere slippery and you whoop?
Nope.
You ever fell on your ass before, Jimmy?
See, you always call me a fucking other name again, you prick.
You never fell.
Oh, yeah, I fell at work, but I didn't fall, like, on my back. I fell on my hip.
It's always funny to see fat people fall.
Anyways, brother, I think I'll probably call it a night right now.
Alright.
Alright, good night, brother. Take it easy.
Good night and see you tomorrow. Not tomorrow, next week.
Yeah, next week.
Bye-bye.
Alright, bye. Take it easy.